Hi, I really liked watching your video presentation. I can already tell that you are very tech savvy.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I put a lot of work into it.
Well, it shows.
What about you? Are you tech savvy or tech so-so?
So-so. I just don't have the attention span for all that tech stuff. How did you get so good at tech?
My father works for Samsung, and I always get his hand-me-downs.
For example?
First, his phones. Second, his laptops. Third, his fitness watches.
Lucky you.
Yeah, well, the bad news is, I never get anything new. Are you Apple or Windows?
Apple, all the way. MacBook, iPhone, and Apple Watch. The good news is my parents bought all that for me. Bad news is, now they expect me to make straight A's. My mom says, "We did not buy you that stuff to text 200 times a day."
I know what you mean. Technology has a lot of advantages, but for every yin, there is a yang.
For instance?
First, as you say, people can go overboard on texting. It's a black hole. Second, while there's a lot of useful information on the web, there's also a lot of hate and misinformation and downright lies. And third, there's porn and graphic violence.
So true. Everything is good if you use it. Everything can be bad if you abuse it.
That's pretty deep. You may not be tech savvy, but on the other hand, you understand the universe.
Thanks. I read a lot. Books, not internet. Say, have you chosen a topic for your presentation yet?
Not yet. I like to get through the whole unit before deciding. What about you?
I think I'll do my presentation on the internet's yin and yang. That topic naturally requires using a lot of tech vocabulary, which we need to use in our elevator speech. Kill two birds with one stone. What programs did you use?
I use Word to write my essay, then I just copied and pasted onto PowerPoint, and narrate and record the video.
How many takes did it take?
About 10. Like Professor said, to get good at something, you do it more than once.